Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Having spoken to the leaders in chapter 23, Joshua sent them back to direct the whole nation to their national amphitheater, the Vale of Shechem, with its two grandstands, Mounts Ebal and Gerizim. In very recent memory, they had congregated at the same location to add their thundering amens to the curses and blessings read out by the Levites. Joshua, no doubt, was counting on the words to re-echo in their hearts. The story begins with a lovely turn of phrase, quote, "They presented themselves before God," Joshua 24, verse 1, a clear indicator that they understood the point. Joshua began the story with idol-worshipping Terah and Abram in the land, quote, "on the other side of the river," verse 2. In fact, the meaning of the word Hebrew is to cross over. Could anything be more eloquent? Not just Abram crossed over. The epic tale of the Red Sea crossing brought them out from Egypt's bondage, and the Jordan crossing brought them into their own land. In between these two crossings, Joshua recounts the wilderness journey, the battles with the Amorites, the conniving of Balaam, and then the conquest of Canaan. And did you know that God used hornets to drive two armies mad? Imagine a few up your breastplate. Now says the Lord, quote, "I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you did not build, and you dwell in them. You eat of the vineyards and olive groves which you did not plant," verse 13. "Like a great mural spread before them, here is a beautiful composite of the lives of the faithful." Quote, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out. By faith they passed through the Red Sea. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down. And what more shall I say? All these obtained a good testimony through faith." Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 and following.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.